listening AM Live. The Dance Roger.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Michael, you're still with me, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Today, I want to do something a little differently. Most of you have heard Michael DeMuccio's story, but just as a recap, again, Michael, we have people on the line. I know that this is their first ever Saturday AM Live. And when I started doing this 20-plus years ago, I think it was 25, my sole purpose was not to be selfish, but to grab people's stories of inspiration. Typically, it revolved around a product experience, but it's so much more than that, because to be successful in anything, you have to take that experience and you end up sharing it with others. That's Nikan's motto, discover it, live it, share it, not to be ethnocentric and keep it all to ourselves. But, Michael, can you go back again for those who have never heard your story? We've adapted, by the way. We don't call it an elevator speech anymore. We call it an elevator conversation. And you're laughing because you know why. We're not pitching at anybody. We're just merely having a conversation. So tell us about your initial experience with Nikan, and then we'll go from there.
Well, I'll give you a bit longer, more in filled in details. So my background is aerospace engineering. I graduated, but went into the music business. So I was in a recording contract, which is a little over 2 years, writing and producing original music, which I thought is where I would land and make my mark in the world. I come from a very musical family. And, into that contract, I was writing and producing music with my now brother-in-law, and things fell apart. The record label fell apart. He went back to accounting. I did not go back into engineering. It was my interest from that point. I ended up working for a friend of mine who was also a musician. Seems to be a common story, musicians that have an ill fate in music in Canada. Anyway, he was building a small electrical contracting company, so I joined him just to help him out for the summer. One summer goes by, two summers go by. I'm his right-hand man. I've got three crews on the ground. I've turned this guy, who's an electrician, essentially, getting jobs done, both small, commercial, industrial. It was just interesting. But it wasn't what I was watching. It wasn't what I was hoping for. I wasn't looking for a job. And suddenly, one day, while we were on our way back to the shop, we got hit from behind in a vehicle, in the passenger seat of the van, and that caused a lower lumbar strain, whiplash of the lower back. It suddenly turned into something significant in a matter of minutes. I was then carted off to the hospital, and this and that. Next thing I know, I'm in physiotherapy, chiropractic care, and massage therapy for a year and a half. Nothing stopped the pain. Nothing stopped the aggravation. It was a constant gnawing. It's like having a headache that's dull in the background and then could be intensified if you do anything wrong, if you make the wrong move, if you stand too long, if you sit too long, if you lie down too long. It was like there was just no wind here, and no one had an answer. So when I got a phone call one day from a friend of mine who said, I think I might have found something that can help your back. It was a friend. I had no faith that he had found anything, but he was a friend, so I went over to his place. Sure enough, within about 10 minutes of putting the thing on my back, it wasn't hurting. And this thing was a simple, small Nikan magnet, gold in color, had the words written Nikan on it, one of the first generation magnets that we had. And he said, it came with this video, let's watch this. Of course, he knew what he was doing, I had no idea. And he presents me this video called Humans Being More, which I thought was kind of weird. That's an incomplete sentence. But anyway, humans being more what? I was thinking in my mind. Next thing I know, we're watching this video of Isamu Masuda on stage and all these wonderful people in these big conventions. And then they turn to Americans who were on the bullet train, I guess visiting, and telling their personal stories of how these products have influenced. And some of these people were medical professionals and whatnot. So I'm like, wow, this is insane. I'm experiencing this right there in real time, and I'm hearing these guys talk about it. So I'm now becoming very, very fascinated, very curious about where is this going. And it turns out, yeah, Meekend's looking to launch in the Canadian market in the following month. This was so mid-December, and they were going to launch in January. So we had a couple of weeks to maybe get our act together and maybe kickstart something here. Well, long story short, I had enough information in 48 hours with not only my back being resolved, but my father's sciatica problem. He went from being in terrible pain, limping, no range of motion, to just a normal human being again in 48 hours with this same little magnet put on the small of his back. So I had all the information I needed to know it was real. But when he called me from work the second day and said, hey, I've got some friends at work that want to buy this. Can you get some more? That's when I remembered a voice on the video that said, you know, you can tell anybody anything. They might like it. They might even tell someone about it. But when you can take away someone's pain, they'll tell everyone about it. And that's exactly what my father was doing. And so for me, I was living the words that I heard in that video, which for me was all I needed to know. It was real. It was true. It was authentic. And so I had this feeling welling up inside of me that I have to do this. I felt really compelled. And I have to tell you, I knew a little bit about it, a little bit about network marketing, that is, and I knew I was in way over my head. So for me, the solution was I needed to attract some people, talk to some people who had more skills in this type of business, in any type of business, because I had not been a business person. And so that may be the first and the best thing I did, and it's what I teach to this day, Vince. That is, if you want to have a big, thriving business, okay? So you want to grow a business, not just sell products. There's a difference, and it's a big difference. You want to grow a business. You want to attract people who are more capable than you are. That's the ultimate experience in this business and in any business. You know, the best CEOs in the world, I've learned, what they do is they build teams. They surround themselves with people who bring more to the table than they have to offer. They expand their capabilities, they expand their vision, they expand their skills by attracting people who have those complementary skills and vision, etc. So I did that. And in a matter of a month and a half, I went, just me being on that couch watching this video, to an organization of 300. Never looked back. Was that enough?
Yeah. See, I told you, as my friend Fernando says, I told you, there's no such thing as an elevator pitch. It's a conversation.
Oh, well, that would not have been my elevator pitch. That was a little bit more, you know, about.
Well, I'm sitting here listening, just like when I met Dennis Williams for the first time 29 years ago. I forgot when I was supposed to get bored because I was captivated. I thought, well, that makes sense. Yeah, I get it. When you can help somebody out of a situation that is dire for them, they will get excited and they'll tell other people about it. And again, I don't care what industry it is in, whether it's physical, financial, mental.
You want to hear my elevator pitch?
Yeah, go ahead. Your elevator pitch.
Since I can remember, I was always looking to lead an extraordinary life, but at 26, things were moving in the wrong direction fast. My low point came when a car accident left me with a severe lower back pain. 18 months of traditional therapy wasn't working when, out of the blue, a friend of mine introduced me to a simple technology from Japan, of all places. Without it, I don't know where I'd be today. The amazing relief I experienced and that my father experienced, and for others that I shared it with, they compelled me to tell the world about it. So this ripple effect that has enabled me to live the lifestyle of my dreams with freedom, purpose, is something that I continue to do. It works today. I pay it forward, and that may be this little-known secret that I have can help the next person.
And that's the under 60-second version.
Yeah.
I'm watching the clock and the wall. You mentioned the word secret, and I'm going to use that word right there, and I'm going to, because having watched that movie a short time ago, I was compelled to do a little bit more research, and it's not a secret, okay? And
it's not a secret. It's the secret of the ages.
Exactly. And seeing it portrayed, if you haven't seen the movie, folks, go rent it, go find it. I believe it's on Amazon. I can't remember where I found it. And Stacey and I sat down and we watched it, and we were both compelled because we came away with the same response. It's not a secret. So here's the question, Michael, and this is where I want to go in the remainder of the time we have. Not too long ago, you and I had a conversation. It was a two-hour conversation. It was at a point in my life, my Nikon career, where I was searching to get some real answers, and two caveats that you left me with. One was, Vance, there is a rhythm, just like the calendar has a rhythm. There's the 90-day cycles. We have four seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall. There's this rhythm, and if we can go in a 90-day push, 90-day cycle, 90-day rhythm, Nikon's whole compensation plan is set up on up to 3 months at a time. The other thing was that I haven't shared with very many people is that, as you just shared in your elevator conversation, not the 60-second version of your story, but the longer one, is that you made a decision to be the owner, to be the president of your business. I am the president of Wellness Beyond Belief. I don't know if Stacey is the vice president or if maybe she's the president. I don't know. But my point is, something happens in our minds mm-hmm. when we see ourselves sitting behind that huge desk, or for me, it's a lounge chair. It's a sitting chair in our living room. That's my office. I chose that to be my office. Yes, I have to run away sometimes. When I'm doing a Zoom, I have to hide. I have to lock myself in a room where nobody can find me, including the 11-year-old. But talk about this 90-day rhythm, why it's so important, and I'm going to throw a little ICANN commercial in there. We just launched our next 90-day cycle. So grateful for what you did 5 years ago to help create that program. And then why is it so important to be the president of our lives?
Oh, my God. I mean, you just said it. If you watch the movie The Secret, if you understand the law of attraction, everything, and I mean everything, in your life is a reflection of your mind. It's what you have as a picture in your mind of who you are, who others are, your relationship to yourself, your relationship to your creator, your relationship to the world, etc. All of these things that we've attracted into our life are the direct reflection, a complete mirror of what's being in picture, the picture inside our consciousness, what we are aware of. And if we want to expand our life in any capacity beyond where we are at, the answer always is the same. We must become aware of what it is we want to expand into. What does it mean to be aware of anything? You become aware of it. If I said, what is it? Become aware of the taste of chocolate ice cream. Now, if you've never tasted chocolate ice cream, it's going to be a little tricky to become aware of something you just simply have not tasted. And so you can conjure up thoughts and imagination and so forth. Maybe the closest you would get to it is to have somebody who knows it intimately explain it to you in words and terms that perhaps they can give you an understanding. If you ever read at a menu, when you're ordering a bottle of wine and you read, what is this wine? They use all these words to try and describe to you what this wine is going to feel like, taste like, sit like in your taste buds. And that's what I'm talking about. When you can start to see something, visualize something, experience something with internally, then you start to outpicture it. It starts to move into your life. And the closer you can get to that awareness, the better. So awareness is the key. And, of course, when we talk about the 90-day cycle, it's first and foremost becoming aware of what is it you want to accomplish in those 90 days. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What would life be like if that was accomplished? Because that puts you into a certain state of mind. in vibration. But that's not enough. It can only be triggered into reality when you make an actual decision, cut off all other possibilities. To actually decide something means you no longer have a back door. You cut off all other possibilities, and you only embrace the awareness of that new reality. Then what will happen, what will begin to happen, is you will draw to yourself all circumstances, people, manners, information, speech will start to come out of your mouth that you never heard yourself say before. Things like that, you will start to embody the person who is actually that person and attract the elements to making that person a reality. I can tell you this is as certain as gravity. I can tell you the science behind it. I've studied this for almost 30 years. As an aerospace engineer, I can tell you the actual theoretical physics that has now been proven in a lab, that this is real. This is as true to the truth as gravity is. You're pretty sure that if you drop a pen on your desk or on the floor, it's going to fall 100 out of 100 times. That's pretty certain. That's science. You know it's going to happen that way every time. Well, when you've experienced this law in action, when you become a conscious co-creator of every reality that you're experiencing because you've practiced it, you'll know it's absolute. It's a law. And the only variable in this law is to what degree am I capable of holding on to that awareness in spite of all the millions of distractions that I face every minute of every day. So the exercise is to use your willpower to keep your mind trained on the awareness of what it is you want to experience in life. So that's my little lesson for you on the law of attraction. So what's that got to do with 90 days? 90 days is a short time frame. Something that people can manage in their mind. 90 days. Too far out might be too far. Right. It's about being able to do something and practice something for 90 days, especially if you knew it would change your life. Something can manage. That 90-day rhythm seems to be inherent in everything, in nature, in life, and so forth. And in our business, of course, our business plan, our compensation plan, and so forth is always wired around that 90 days, and then that broken down into monthly. So the 90-day plan is really three 30-day plans, if you will. What I learned was that if I could keep somebody focused for that period of time, myself included, they could experience such a radical change in their life, in their behavior, in their way of thinking, and so forth, that it would be sustainable. It wouldn't be a fad. It wouldn't be a thing that could easily be dissolved. It would be sustainable. And so all my business efforts, all my business plans revolve around this 90-day catapult, launching somebody into a 90-day. So if you ask my daughters, and getting back, by the way, to naming your business, why should you identify your business as separate and apart from you? Because it is. That's the reality. My company's called Good Vibrations International. It's done $1 billion in business. I haven't. It has. We're not the same thing. I can sell my company. I can will my company. Not, I can't do that to me. And when I'm clear that my identity and my company's identity are two different things, even though at the beginning there may be me and myself and I in this company, the goal is to build a company that has thousands of people happy, productive, making a difference, and collectively fulfilling a purpose where it comes to our Nikan business. So when you start to feed that in your mind, this thing that you're creating, this asset that you're building, you're invoking the law of attraction to start attracting the elements of that. If you see yourself as your business by saying, I am this, I am that, silver, I'm an executive, I'm a whatever, then you're limiting your business to your awareness of yourself. Well, when I become aware of something and I attract that something, how am I supposed to grow beyond that something? I have to become aware of something bigger. So always focus on something outside of you. What's bigger than you? How about 1,000 people in your network? How about 10,000 people in your network? Heck, Nikan has an objective of 10 million people in their network in the next 4 years. What's your contribution going to be to that? What's your company going to create that contributes to that story? See, it creates a vision in your mind automatically. You start to see things a little different automatically, which then causes the behavioral changes. The thought process changes the behavior changes the results, and the results move towards the vision that you are holding in your mind. It's all part and parcel the same. So I keep telling my girls, put your business hat on when they come to me with questions or whatever. Put your CEO hat on. I quickly get them out of their space of emotions and, what we feel when we're thinking about ourselves or how we feel or what, you know, and I'm getting them to put an objective position on. Be objective. Your business can't afford you to be emotional. You need to be objective. You can be emotional. You're a human being, but your business can't be. It must be objective. What's the objective? What's the outcome that you're seeking? Let's talk about that. Let's stay focused. What is the best strategy to approach that? So it changes how they navigate and operate in this scenario, and it changes everything in terms of results. So getting back to the 90 days, focusing somebody on launching their business is what I do. This is what I do. I don't focus on having people join. That's not important. Joining, how many of you have had people join to do absolutely zero? I'll tell you why. Because you had them join to do absolutely zero. You created that reality. And they just are the player in your plot that filled the role that you created in your mind. Because you were seeking somebody to join. Well, what does it take to join? You got $19.99? Congratulations, you joined. I'm not looking for people to join. I could care less about that. What am I looking for? What am I seeking to attract? And then what is it that I'm doing with that person having attracted them? That's what I'm thinking about. So I'm looking for partners, not players, not gamers, not customers, not consultants, partners. Just that word alone means so much more. Think about it. What does a partner mean to you? What does a consultant mean to you? Is it the same? No, it's not. All they need to do to be a consultant is spend $19.99 on a registration form and they're a consultant. That's not a partner. But then what do I need a partner for? What am I doing that I need a partner? Or maybe an army of partners. Do I have a vision of what it is that these partners are going to contribute to that would attract the right partners to make that vision become a reality? You see, it all stems back from what am I holding in my awareness? I'm looking to contribute in a significant way to this 10 million new active wellness members for NECAN, which means I need to attract not just partners, but influencers, because we're going to have to influence thousands and thousands of people in the next 4 years, and that's not going to happen for people who are afraid to walk out the door. It's going to happen with people who have something to gain and have a sense of purpose that needs to be fulfilled, like me when I was 27 years old and I met NECAN. That's who I'm looking for. So now that I'm clear of who I'm looking for, do I know what to do with them? Do I know how to even talk to them to attract them? If I don't, I better find out how to do that. Who do I know in all of NECAN who can help me with that? Oh, I know. Vance knows how. Let me call Vance. So you're going to start seeking the information because you have a tall order. You have a big order that you need to fill, and you're going to find the people who are going to help you fill that order, including your upline, including your crossline. And now you're going to seek the people out there in the world to help you fulfill that order, that tall order of creating this movement in NECAN. So you walk out the door. You pick up the phone. You send a text or an email as a completely different person. When that's the person that's doing the outreach. And now what do I do with that person? I have a launch strategy. I know exactly what I'm going to do with that person. Will everybody I attract follow the launch plan to the T? Of course not. But I've had some big wins and I've had some small wins. But I've always presented the launch as what it is I'm calling them to into. In other words, I don't sell NECAN. I don't sell the products. I sell an opportunity to partner with me in a 90-day launch, which means I have to inform this individual about NECAN, about the products, and, of course, about the launch and what it looks like. So I'm totally equipped and totally prepared to deliver that information because I know that's what I'm going to have to do when I attract that person into my conversation. So it's like going hunting and not having what you need to hunt. And then let's say you find what you're hunting, but you have no way of retrieving it back to the car. I mean, like, so you got to think about it in advance, right? You got to kind of plan it out. The business is no different, but we're only talking about a 90-day window. Who can't focus their attention for 90 days? I mean, if they can't, are they the right person for your partnership? They're okay to be a NECAN. Everybody's welcome. And they'll all participate to whatever degree they want. But what am I looking for? That's the difference. I'm not just looking for bodies to fill a car. I want to create an outcome. I want to help NECAN be relevant in this world and known and recognized in this world, which means create a huge following. And that doesn't happen with people who are sheepish. It happens with people who have got something to accomplish, with a sense of purpose and so forth. So that's how I'm wired. That's how I'm oriented. That's what I teach. That's what people gain from spending time with me. They know that business is, that NECAN is not my charity. It's my business. But it makes me and allows me to be most charitable.
Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers. You will now enter the conference. Muted.
If you've not
recording started.
Saturday, maybe tonight would be a good time to make some of that microwave popcorn that Michael was talking about earlier. And sit down and watch it. It's a great chick flick. Okay, I love chick flicks. My favorite movie of all time is Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour. Stacey hates it, but I love it because it talks about the same thing we're talking about. But it's such a simple concept. If our words create our future, and if we're willing to look at a 90-day cycle, a 90-day track, and say, okay, where do I want to be 90 days? We've been doing this with ICANN now for 5 years, and Michael, I want to just say, I can barely even talk about it even now today, 5 years later. Because when I heard you, William, and Marty present these ideas and concepts for the first time in my life, I was going through one of the darkest, most vindictive times in my life. And I didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. But it was a $1.2 million lawsuit against my brother and I. We didn't do anything wrong. And we were all cleared in the end. It took 18 months. But in the midst of that, this 90-day rhythm, exactly what you're talking about, allowed us, my brother and I, to really, and we, Stacey and I made Team Kaizen. In the process of it, it changed our whole entire world because we made these decisions to do a 90-day rhythm and said, okay, this is where we want to go. This is where we're going to be. I could see myself in the courtroom. And it was unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
You manifested a reality. You manifested what you were seeing because of all the people participating in that experience, your thoughts and your vision were the dominant ones. You want to know how you create a new world? You get enough people to think a certain way. And we're living right now the experience of the law of attraction in spades. You can control the minds of people by controlling the narrative, controlling the media, controlling what everybody has to say about it, and shutting down, shutting off the counter argument, shutting off the truth or anything else that contradicts the narrative. You can cause a population to go into a state of panic, fear, and when people are in that state, they do stupid things. And, yeah, they do. They do really stupid things. So what we're seeing right now is a lot of people doing some really stupid things because they have been psychologically whipped into that state of mind. And so it works. I mean, the people who know how to use this can use this for good, and they can use it for evil. I mean, it's the story of Adam and Eve. It's the story of our lives, right? It's the entire history of man. So I choose to use this as a tool for good and teach this because I want people to have, I want them to be an expression of the Creator, unbridled. And that means they have to understand what the Creator has endowed them with and not the lies they've been told, which makes them play small because they think they're small. They're not small. They're God on earth. Holy crap. Can you imagine? You're God's emissaries on earth? Like, wow. So how can you play small when you know that's what you are? Well, most people don't know or believe that's what they are because they've been conditioned to think God doesn't even exist. Some people actually believe that. I know people like that. Well, how do you explain anything? Well, you don't. They just simply have no opinion, and therefore they are not empowered. They don't feel empowered. They don't feel connected. They don't feel like there's a sense of purpose. Their purpose is what? To put food on the table? Wow, that's a purpose. So, I mean, how many people are living like that? And that's because what's the examples they've been given? What's the information they've been given? And I totally believe that this is not by chance that they've been misinformed or ill-informed. But I too believe that there's enough of us out there that know the truth, seek the truth, and share the truth. And you know the truth when you hear the truth. That's one of the laws. So your heart sings when you hear the truth. You feel alive when you hear the truth. You feel important and empowered when you hear the truth. And so be cautious of what you're listening to, because if it doesn't make you feel those things, it's a lie. It's absolutely a lie. No matter how good it sounds or how scientific it sounds, it's a lie.
And Michael, there's two people that popped into my mind when you talk about the word truth. And if I could sum it up for me personally, going back 29 years, having first heard the truth of Niken, when Dennis Williams presented to our family, I'm going, okay, this makes sense. I see it's truth. He's not making up stories. He's not telling lies. He's sharing something that he and Ruth had experienced for 9 months at that point, and had built this huge empire already. And I'm going, I like what I'm seeing. I'm messed up. Financially, I'm messed up. And I'm hearing truth. But the way Dennis modeled it is the way I seek to model it as well, that when untruth or lies are presented, just walk away. Fight or flight, just walk away. And Dennis, I've seen him do this. And I see, when you study history, as you're saying, all great leaders, when they don't like something that they're a part of, they just walk away. You don't have to fight it. You know, sure, you can create an uproar and you can get a lot of people, but even, you know, Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., I mean, all these people, you look at what they did, oh, they started revolutions. No, not really. They started movements of people because they empowered them with truth. That was it. Jesus did the same thing. And every time I'm reading this stuff, I start laughing out loud. And Stacey, you're laughing. What are you laughing about? Because you're reading your Bible. Why? What's so funny? I said, he did it again. He did it again.
No.
You know, they
you know what's funny? Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I can help myself. When people think of Jesus, they think of this person walking so lightly on his feet and speaking with such a calm and sweet voice, and he's like a guru of some kind in his age. He was nothing of that at that time. He was the guy who went in and turned over tables. He was the guy who was challenging everyone's belief at the time, because they were all under the grip of the Sanhedrin and the leaders of the spiritual leaders of the day. And he was like, hey, I didn't come here to put mother against father or something. I mean, he came to change the way we were thinking, and that's not walking lightly and so forth. That's challenging to people. And how have you experienced people reacting when you try to change what they're thinking? They're not too kind about it.
No, and when you look at the five pillars of health, again, Michael, and that's what humans being more, and I loved you when you originally said it's an incomplete sentence, because I have that same someplace in my home or in a box in the barn, maybe that three-ring binder that says, yes, my wellness, and you're going, wait a second, this doesn't make any sense. But it it doesn't make any sense to my preconceived ideas about the five pillars of wellness. Because my preconceived ideas are everything that was modeled before me. And not that my parents modeled incorrect ideas and concepts, it's just that's what was modeled. But when they got exposed to it, and I'm beyond blessed to have my parents as my sponsors, because we got to grow together. I got to do human being more with my parents. They were right there. And wow, life-changing.
I had a meeting yesterday. I'm just going to throw this out. I had a meeting yesterday with a very important person. And I actually wasn't going there to talk to this person about Nikan. I brought my daughter and brought my niece, who are both in Nikan with me, because we were there to meet this person on a completely different level. He comes from a family of builders, very significant family in Ontario for building, like very significant. And I brought him a gift. I brought him a pair of Nikan insoles. And the whole conversation became about Nikan and what Nikan's all about. And he just kept drilling me. This is a very accomplished business person. He has business globally. And I have been grilled like that in a long time by somebody who actually knows business and is a mover and shaker. And he was so excited. He said, of course, I'm joining, I'm buying everything. That's exactly what he said. he wouldn't let me leave until I gave him the URL link to join. And I was like, I didn't even come here for this. And yet here he is. But what he shared with me for my daughter and my niece to hear was incredible. He said, "What you have no idea what you guys are doing, how important this is." He says, first of all, with respect to the products, the technology, it's absolutely the future. It's here. It's now. We've hit the point where this is going to become, anything you've done until now is nothing compared to what's going to happen. That's what he said to me. So I'm like, holy crap, I know that, but how do you know that? Because he sees it as a business person who's worldly and understands the movement that's taking place on planet Earth. And then he said, I have been looking for that connection of how to get the new entrepreneurs up and running, because this next generation who's going to lead us into the future, the paradigm has to shift, and it's shifting. They need startup. They need a startup scenario, And this is it. This is a beautiful, simple startup scenario to create entrepreneurship and get, like, he was just, he was selling me, Niken, from a whole new way of looking at it. And I'm like, wow, like, talk about amazing timing, attraction, all of that.
And, Michael, I think what you just said, without saying it, is modeling, as a parent, you know this, our children, it's not what we taught them, it's what they caught from us. And you
right.
did this with Richard Bliss Brook a couple Mondays ago when he was your guest, and you said, hey, I got to get you something. And you invested into him. Any business, they always invest into, you have to invest in your business. And, you know, I was reading the history of Jeff Bezos the other day. And if you geek on this kind of stuff like I do, it started with him selling a book out of his garage. And look at Amazon today. If you've not heard of Amazon, well, you can Google it, but I'm sure you have. It started in a garage. Because
so did Apple.
He wanted to,
so did
yeah.
Microsoft.
They all did. They all did. Because, so we got to start somewhere. And why not here? I want to just, again, thank you, Michael, because these are just simple things that as when you're open, but you went with the intention of whatever the intention was, but you went with a gift. And we do that. When I stay in somebody's home, I make sure I have a note card or I have something. Or I take fruit, because we have an unlimited supply of fruit in the Pacific Northwest. We get it all the time. We went last Sunday as a family, and we brought back all this amazing fruit. And so I give that to people. I invest that into people and say, hey, this is something that our family enjoys. Hopefully you will, too. Oh, my gosh, I've never had a Honeycrisp apple like this. Well, because we get it from a really good place. Whether it's an insole or a piece of fruit, we get to invest in people. Looking at the time, Michael, again, I just want to say thank you. And I apologize for the technical difficulties. We don't know what happened. It just happens, okay? SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where this conversation will be posted. It's in the 2021 recordings way down at the bottom. Don't know when it'll get posted because I'm not in charge of that. But I want to encourage everybody. Well, maybe, Michael, you can. This 90-day push, being the owner of our business. And I also
think that you've got a convention coming up. You know, we talked about this before the call started getting recorded. You have a convention coming up. So what's in the grand scheme of what I just talked about, what role does this convention play? How would Mike DiMuccio be playing this convention in his business plan? What's its significance? It's significance is it's going to set up 2022 for me. I know the players who show up at that convention are going to get something that's going to nurture them, feed them, and their understanding and awareness of not only Niken, but their role in Niken, which they have to embrace for anything to change. I cannot change anyone. Only they can change themselves when they become aware of a new version of themselves or a new possibility that they can believe in. So, the people who I'm directing to this convention, which is all I'm doing right now, every activity I'm doing, every conversation I'm having, every recruiting event and so forth, is just to recruit them to the convention. I don't need to sell them any product. I don't need to sell them Niken. If I can get them into this convention, even for one session, everything else is going to happen as a consequence. They're going to dig and dig and dig like I did, like everybody else who sees something of value will do. And so for me, the convention is a pivot. It's a launch platform. I'm going to be looking for the people who are in attendance from my team because they are the ones I'm going to put my attention and invest my time in for the next quarter. It's a launch platform of a significant one, and it could launch us into 2022 with the next superstars of 2022. So for me, this convention is super important. It's a recruiting event for leaders.
And the beautiful thing is when I reached out to my mom the other day, I said, hey, Mom, I'm going to buy your ticket. Oh, wait a second. I don't need to buy your ticket. I'd like you and Dad to come over and sit in our living room if that's okay with you. She said, oh, you mean we don't have to get on a plane? I went, no, Mom. They're going to bring it right to our living room via Zoom.
Oh, right,
like they did the last one. She gets so excited about these events. And for me, Michael, again, pardon me for pushing the healthy family envelope, but this is something that I get to do with my folks. I get to travel to a convention again with them, but it's my living room. And there's no lobby for my dad to escape away into. Go talk with him. That's what he did.
It's awesome. It's awesome. This will be my first that I get to share with my kids.
Oh, wow. I know the interruptions that could happen, but that's okay. It's okay. And so I want to encourage everybody else as well. Set aside the time. Block out the time. If you have to take a half a day off of work on Friday, or whatever you have to do, make the decision. You won't regret it. It'll change. And again, I know what it's going to do for our family for the next 90 days, because we're already seeing that in all five of those pillars. So please do that. And Michael, again, thank you for giving of yourself. And if I can be of service to anybody, you know how to get a hold of me. If you've not done the I Can Attitude course before, if you've not understood the concept of a 90-day rhythm, please reach out to me, 503-348-0749. That's the fastest, easiest way to get a hold of me. If you're part of the Rogers organization, you should already have that number. You can Facebook me. You can WhatsApp me. Somebody sent me something the other day, and they said, do you use this platform? I said, I've never even heard of that platform before. Is it like MySpace? Did it go away? And they didn't laugh. I'm sorry. But
yeah.
Mike, you really allowed us. I look forward to going back and listening to the recording, and that's when I'll sit down and take notes, because it's just so crucial. So crucial to be able to do this and absorb it all, because these are concepts that a lot of us haven't heard. And by the way, I'm sorry, I said the movie with Josh Lucas and Katie Holmes is on YouTube. It's not on YouTube, but it is on Amazon. And if you don't have Amazon, you can go on Amazon and you can rent it, and you can watch it for up to a month. So it may be worth repeating, because repetition is key. It may be worth repeating. And it's a great movie. It's an entertaining movie. But the concepts and the truth, again, that's where it comes to the bottom line, is the truth. We'll know the truth, and the truth will set us free. I didn't say that. I'm not going to take credit for it. But when we know it, it's like, oh, I get it. And at 50, you know, in my 50s now, I see it in an 11-year-old all the time. She goes, oh, okay, Daddy, I understand. And it's so much fun to be able to do that. Oh, okay, got it. Lesson learned. Okay, we're going forward. And, Michael, have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you. It's our Thanksgiving weekend, actually, so thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend. And now I know exactly where you live in outside of Toronto. And I don't want to come there in the wintertime because it's cold.
Wait,
no,
did you think I was in Oshawa? Is that why you're asking me about Oshawa?
No. I knew you were not in Oshawa.
No, okay, good.
I was just geeking out on Toronto, because I've been to Toronto many, many times, and I've loved every visit there. Sometimes it's been cold, sometimes it's been colder. But seeing Ray Charles in person in Toronto,
yeah,
at a NECAN convention. Oh, my goodness, was that such a life-changing experience. We saw the Phantom of the Opera there and all that stuff. So, anyways, look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. And thank you again for giving so much of your time. I really, really appreciate this. Like, you will never,
my pleasure,
never know.
My pleasure.
So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.